Okay, I'm here at the bike station with Mark. Can you introduce yourself?
Mark Sydenham from the bike station.
What happened last night, first of all?
Well, rather strangely, we won. We were awarded or won. I don't know quite what the right way of saying it is, but we got £98,000 from the postcode lottery, awarded to ourselves and to Edinburgh Lothian Green Space Trust to do quite a lot of work, working on all of Edinburgh's off-road cycle paths, of which there is over 100 kilometres of path in the city. A lot of it not really as well looked after as they could be. So with this money, we're going to be able to do quite a lot of work to actually make a difference, to make the cycle paths and the footpaths a much better place to be, to go and to use.
Tell us a wee bit about the map and how where you first came up with it.
Well, core to the whole project is our brand new map that we're going to be launching quite soon, which is called the Inner Tube Map. And as the name might suggest, it is based on the London Underground map. And we have taken Edinburgh's off-road paths and mapped them as if it was the London Underground. So using the same stylized, non-geographical format that everyone is very familiar with the London Underground. And we've called it the Inner Tube Map. We're quite pleased with that pun as well. So, and that map will be being launched in a couple of weeks, and that's going to be the core of the project. And one of the key reasons behind doing a map like that is that many of the paths used to be railway lines in the olden days. And if they were still railway lines, no doubt we would have a tube-style map of Edinburgh. But because we don't, and we're not ever likely to get, a light rail system like that, why not present the cycle paths like that? So as far as we know, this is the first time ever that there's been mapping of this style done, and we're quite pleased with the results. The map looks pretty good, and everybody will be able to judge for themselves when it comes out in a couple of weeks.
Brilliant. And that was such good timing. Why do we need it? I personally ride about sometimes on the paths, and they're such a good shortcut, but why would I need a map? Is there more to the network, perhaps, than the city centre?
Most people are unaware, myself included until I started doing the map, that you can get, for example, from Cramond to Portobello, and you only have to go on 200 metres of road. You can pretty much go east to west across the city in various different directions without even seeing a car if you don't want to. There are some bits where you do have to make small road crossings, but on the whole, it is amazing how much of the network that is there. And it's not just somewhere to go walking your dogs. It is obviously somewhere to go walking your dogs, but as a means of travelling around the city, it's a viable alternative to the on-street roads. And given that so many people are a bit put off by cycling by heavy traffic, to go out and explore these routes. I mean, from all over the north of the city, the routes all funnel down to Haymarket Station, for example. And it was only like a year ago that I suddenly realised, why am I getting off at Waverley and then getting on my bike and cycling home through the city centre, when I could get off at Haymarket and cycle all the way home off-road? And one of the reasons that myself and many other people is because maps don't make it really clear. You look at a street map and these paths are just marked by sort of a dotted line. There is the spokes map, which is the spokes cycle map, which is pretty good, very authoritative, but it shows the whole city. It doesn't just show these routes. So what we wanted to do was to display these routes as if they were the only ones there, just like the London Underground doesn't show every street, it just shows the tube network. So our map just shows the cycle network.
Okay, and I understand it won't just be a map that you can put in your pocket. Can you tell us a wee bit about how it's going to work online, and perhaps introduce Tom and how he fits into all this as well?
We're going to want it to have an online presence, because it's not going to, the current version is just for cyclists. We're going to have different versions as well, but we're going to have a website to go with it, And the website is what we're also going to use as a big sort of promotional tool. And Tom is going to run that side of things for us, aren't you, Tom?
Yeah.
Why is it online? I guess there must be a way to use it for more than just telling people here's the route.
Yeah. Well, maybe it would help if I show you the map. Should I show you the map?
Yeah, go for it. We've got the map here.
Yeah, you should have a look at it to get the full idea of its glory. You've got very like the London Underground. You've got different coloured routes cutting across the city in a kind of stylized format with different stops everywhere. So let's look at that. That's a red route running from Haymarket all the way down to Leith, with stops for Westcotes Terrace, Cope Bridge, Ravelston Dykes.
What are these stops? Are they places you can get on and off?
They're the exits
on and off the route. These ones are all the ones without steps. There are other ones with steps, but these are where you join and leave. So if it was a motorway, these would be your numbered exits.
And you were saying before, well, why would I need a map? Because I already know the city and I know the routes. But think of all the people who arrive in London, don't know the city, don't know how to get around. This map will be so clear that somebody arriving in the city who's only been here for a day or two, if they wanted to, could work out how they get from A to B safely on a bike without having to know Edinburgh at all. And they can have it in their pocket.
And also it's for people that, you know, many people use them and they go on the same route every single day and they know it very, very well. But actually, no idea how to get to a different bit of the town. So, like, you know, if they are then one day going somewhere else, can get the map out and figure out the best way from there. So, it, you know, in the same way that with the London Underground, everybody in London has got a London Underground map somewhere in their house. They don't look at it all the time, but if suddenly they're going somewhere a bit different, get out the tube map, find the nearest tube stop. Here you would find the nearest exit, work out your route.
It has to be said, there's quite a gap in the middle there. Is that because naturally you don't want people to go to the city centre on their bikes because it's dangerous, or what's the deal?
Well, obviously where the gaps are is where there's no off-street paths, and obviously the city centre doesn't have many off-street paths, although there's quite a few. I mean, you know, the Scotland Street Tunnel, that's in the new town, the Haymarket. So yes, there are gaps, but a lot of them, there are lots of routes that didn't quite make it onto the map, where there's the Leith Walk, the Water of Leith path, for example. A lot of that was just too muddy, didn't really count as a cycle route. So as and when other paths get upgraded, then we can add them in, and if there are missing links, as and when they get filled in, then we can. So this is very much version one, just the same as if you look at very old tube maps, as they built more tubes, they added them onto the map. So this is version one. Versions 2, 3, and 4 will have even more routes on them, hopefully, and there'll be less gaps.
My role in the project will be to create a kind of social media version of this map. What we're going to be doing is we're going to have 10 volunteer ambassadors who will each be in charge of different routes, different colour-coded routes in the city. And I'll be training them to use social media tools like blogging and tweeting and podcasting, and also multimedia tools using a 3G mobile phone, so that they'll be able to patrol or travel around the different parts of the route, taking photos, interviewing people, finding out what's nice on the routes or what's not nice on the routes, if there's junk or rubbish or fly tipping or blockages or whatever it is. And all of those posts will be geotagged and will go to a group blog. So you'll be able to see a timeline of all the different things that are happening, all these different cycle routes around the city. But because they'll be geotagged, you'll also be able to see the latest news on the map. So if you go to the online version of the map, there'll be pop-ups all the time coming up showing it might be conservation work that's going on with Edinburgh and Lothian Green Spaces Trust on this route here. It might be that there's problems with cyclists going too fast on the canal path along here, and interviews with people about what they think about that and how you could solve that as a problem. And going to the different parts of the route will show the news for those areas. It might also show a campaign, if we have a campaign to improve a particular route or to get a new connection on a particular route. That might be something we follow over time. So it will take the map from being something that looks good and helps people familiarize themselves with their cycle routes and with getting around the city. It will take it from that to creating a kind of dynamic online community. And the ambassadors will then encourage other people to submit photos or submit stories or get involved. They'll take the material they collect, be it video or audio or photos, to community groups and schools to spread the kind of general knowledge amongst the local communities about what the map is and about how useful it is and about why they should be using it.
Well, there's a lot of land there. I mean, a lot of these, where there was the old railway sidings, so there's a lot of land which some of it is really nice, high quality, you know, woodland, urban woodland forest, which we wouldn't want to touch. We would want to maintain and upgrade that. But there's also a lot of it that is just pretty derelict, and it's just a wasted resource. And so we just think that, and it's beyond the remit of this current project, but in the future, as people value the cycle, I keep calling them cycle paths, they're not just cycle paths, as people keep using these routes more and more, and more importance is attached to them, so much more could happen down there. You know, the paths are just a tiny fraction of a proportion of the whole land. So, you know, there's scope there for community gardens, for allotments, for all sorts of things. And whilst that's beyond the scope of this current project, that's definitely something that we want to see happening, so that they've actually become almost like streets, not just a route from A to B, but a living street where things happen. There's the Edinburgh Sculpture Workshop. Now, I gather that they want to have their front door leading onto the paths rather than onto a road. So we hope to see a lot more of that. Rather than it being something that happens at people's back doors, we want people's front doors to be onto these routes.
And who owns the paths? And will the map result in any changes on the paths this summer, perhaps?
In terms of the conservation work, this project is for 1 year, and then people will see a marked improvement in certain bits of the paths where we're going to focus all our efforts. In terms of land ownership, it's a mixture of city council, old railway land, some of it's private land, but most of it is just untouched.
Where can people find out more? When's this all going to happen?
Well, things will happen at different times. So we're going to print with the physical version of the map now. So that'll be coming out over the next week or two. But then it's going to take time to recruit the ambassadors, to build the group blog and the interactive website and stuff. So these things will get phased in as we go along. We'll also be adding all the social media tools, so the Twitter account and the Facebook page and the Flickr account and a YouTube video account. So as these things come online, we'll be putting that out into the public domain, hopefully featuring them on the Guardian's Morning Link blogs and stuff like that. So you can find information about what's going on the Bike Station website and also hopefully on the Guardian blog.
Yeah. And because we've got the support of the Postcode Lottery, it's going to help us. It's giving us the resources to take it to a much wider audience than we would otherwise do, because without the support of the Postcode Lottery, you know, we'd just be printing maps and giving them out, and then that would be that. We want this to be a whole lot more dynamic and to be a whole lot more long term and to evolve into something even better than what we think the map already is.